Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, October 16th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back on this beautiful Monday afternoon in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. We had a very busy weekend around here. We hope everybody survived theirs, and it's great to be back here. For starters, we want to send a big thank you out to the American Free Press, which I got a plaque in the mail today that I'm going to show you in a second, but I'd like Lisa to read what they said to it.
Victor received an award at the AFP conference. We weren't there to attend the award ceremony, and this is what the plaque says. Presented to Victor Thorne, no holds barred truth seeker, to the prolific author, investigator, and broadcaster who refuses to back down in the face of steadfast opposition. American Free Press, September 3rd, 2006. It's a very, very nice plaque.
Right, and we thank them for all their efforts. They had an excellent conference in Washington, D.C. in the first part of September, and they've been coming under quite a bit of heat lately, and I think they're handling it with class and discretion, and just all our support goes out to them. Now, secondly, I want to ask everybody a question, but first I want to preface it by saying that Lisa and myself, we don't try to present ourselves as perfect on this show. We've made mistakes.
We're not
perfect.
We continue
to. Yeah, we're not. So keep that in mind when we present this to you, because what is the real battle that all of us are facing in the Patriot movement and the alternative media? Is the real battle against the New World Order? Well, that's part of it, of course. Is it against George Bush? That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it against the police state? That's part of it. How about the Zionists that have infiltrated so many parts of our society? That's part of it, too. But the real battle that we're facing is a battle between good and evil, a battle between right and wrong.
Battle between psychopaths without a conscience versus decent people, normal people that have a conscience.
Right. And the battle between truth and lies, which leads us to an article on the Wing TV homepage. It's called The Cancer. And I came up with this article when we were listening to a rebroadcast of an interview from Saturday night that we're going to get to in a few minutes. But the premise of this is if you went to your doctor today and he told you that you had cancer, and the best way to treat it is to have all the healthy cells and healthy organs in your body just coexist with the cancers, or get along with the cancer cells, or
ignore that the cancer cells are even there.
Right. Now, what would you think when you walked out of your doctor's office, when he told you, well, just have all your cells and organs coexist, or ignore the cancer? You'd think he was insane, right?
Or what if he told you the cancer cells aren't harmful to you?
Right.
Just don't worry about them.
Yeah. Nothing's going to happen. Just let them be and ignore them.
Everything's okay.
Yeah. Well, of course, you'd go and get a second, third, fourth opinion. Well, this leads us to so many people that are apologists for what we consider a cancer in our society and government, and that is the nation of Israel and the distorted teachings of Judaism. If we refuse to look at the cancer head on, to take dramatic actions, what's going to happen, Lisa?
Well, the cancer will consume and devour the healthy tissue of the body. Say, the country is the body.
Exactly.
And, you know, if we have problems with our government, we should really also look toward the government of Israel, too, because they elect their best terrorists as leaders.
Yeah. So, some people say, well, shouldn't we, like, try harder? Shouldn't we extend a hand? Well, these people are nothing but apologists, because when you read this article, you've seen how much already we've done. We created a nation for Israel. We went to a world war, World War II, to create this fake nation of Israel in 1948. We give them $10 billion+ a year.
We give them weapons.
Yeah, we've allowed them to infiltrate and take control of our mainstream media, our government, our foreign policy, our businesses, and on and on and on. Now, do you think this would appease the cancer? Would it stop the cancer? Well, of course not. It's never satisfied. It keeps growing and growing and growing.
Cancer is never satisfied until it's completely consumed and devoured and destroyed its host.
Yeah. So, what do you want to do? And as Lisa said, there's a variety of different ways to treat cancer.
Right.
But what's the most effective?
Well, the most effective and immediate would be to cut it out. Mm-hmm. A surgical procedure. That's what they do in hospitals. There are other ways to get rid of cancer, but they're slower and they're less effective and they're not guaranteed to actually work. You know, we could break up the cancer, like with radiation, how they do it with radiation. All that does is break up the cancer into little pieces and spread it throughout your system. Mm-hmm. And that's why so many times it ends up reforming and regrouping and growing again.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really get rid of the problem. There's people who take a holistic approach, the natural approach. That takes a very long time, and it doesn't always work with everybody. So
we don't have the time.
We don't have the time with the cancer that we're all facing. And there's chemotherapy, which is just consuming, putting into the body strong, very potent, powerful chemicals that attack the cancer cells, the bad cells, along with the good cells.
Right.
So some of the good cells get killed along with the bad ones.
Right.
That's an option, too.
The most effective is to cut the cancer out.
Right.
And I think right now,
that's the most immediate.
When you read this article on the Wing TV homepage, I think you're going to agree that the best way to make this nation healthy once again is to, first of all, begin this operation of cutting the cancer out.
We were talking about that right before the show, and I said, but also, with cancer, you get to a stage, if it's let go too long,
mm-hmm.
where it's too late to cut the cancer out. If the cancer attacks a vital organ, or in the marrow, gets inside the bone, it's often, or into the lymph system, for example.
Right.
You can't easily get rid of it. You can't easily cut it out.
And all
is
these,
it too late for us?
Yeah, and all these people that say that we should just coexist or put our hand out or ignore the problem, they're either very naive, they refuse to face that there even is a problem, or they're part of a very well orchestrated protection racket.
Or they're afraid.
Right. That was put in place by the very cancers themselves. So please read this article and think about it, because if you look at the 9/11 truth movement, they're the ones that are protecting the cancer, and they absolutely refuse to treat it.
Okay, but say you have a cancer in this hand, and you have a cancer in this hand, and you only get rid of the cancer in this hand. Do you really get rid of the cancer altogether?
Right.
No, because it still exists in this hand. So say we get rid of the cancer of the Israeli government and all of that, okay? And the nation of Israel is disbanded. But then you still have the neocon Israel firsters here in the United
right.
States.
Or you have the Republican cancer on one hand, the Democrat cancer on another hand. So you get rid of the Republican cancer and replace it with what?
Right.
A Democrat cancer, that's going to make the body healthy again? I don't think so. So, think about that. Lisa, read a couple of the responses that we got to our show on Friday. This was the one where Alex Jones got his ass kicked. The first comes from a person that we referred to as the atheist. And in the subject line, he says, response from the atheist.
Right.
So
that's who we mentioned him on the show on Friday. He says, you are completely right about Alex. Everything you've said is Alex Jones. His complete purpose is to lead as many people as possible to the least avenue of resistance concerning 9/11. This is why he refers to the Pentagon in Shanksville as honeypots. This is why Alex talked about 9/11 before it happened. He knew because he was fed the info from the neocons. He's their stopgap. A point about atheists and Alex. Atheists are no different than the general population in one important respect. A small percentage of them have no problem exploiting the true believers, just as the true believers themselves do. This way of thinking is easy to understand. Why not take advantage of the mentally retarded? Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I'm not suggesting that all true believers are retarded, but this is the mindset of the greedy atheists, the greedy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Coast to Coast AM and Rents are also perfect examples of the more intelligent taking advantage of the mindset of the willfully ignorant. It's actually easy to see the atheists that are taking advantage of the multitude within these religions. Just find the ones that go against their own biblical teachings. I don't think I have to name them. I'm sure you know who they are. Did I say religion? Well, the same can be said for politics. Who calls themselves Republicans and Democrats and acts like neither? Want to bet there are a high number of atheists within that group who are simply taking what they perceive as their intellectual share of the wealth?
Very, very well done.
Very interesting letter.
Yeah, and the points made in this are so obvious because there's a book that was just published that we're going to go over here sometime this week. The author reports on the Bush administration and how they laugh at and mock and call names to the evangelicals and the fundamentalists. These are the people that gave them their political support, gave them their money, gave them their votes, and now they mock them. And as we're going to show, these certain leaders in the alternative media that we've talked about many times, they're doing the same exact thing to you. They'll say all the right things and so forth, but behind the scenes, these people want two things. They want your money, and they want you to support them when they've been exposed. But behind the scenes, they have no more regard for you than the Bushies do for the evangelicals. And we're going to go over this in more depth later on.
Yeah, they just
on.
Want their cancer to metastasize, to spread.
Yeah. Now, we got a second letter from someone talking about Alex's deteriorating mental state. And just start, like, right there.
Here?
Yeah, like...
Okay. All sarcasm and cheap shots aside, he seems to be losing his mind. And the structure... Hold on a second. And the structure of his show is crumbling. It's like being let down since I've spent so much time listening to his show and watching his documentaries. Thank you, Victor, for addressing Alex and his state of mind as well as his negative reflection on alternative media.
Right.
I imagine he's losing his guests as well as his listeners as the result.
Yeah, and we can only imagine. Finally, this comes from a well-known, this last email comes from a well-known, very hard-working 9/11 researcher, and this is what they have to say about our show and articles on Friday.
You really stuck it to Jones, and you made all my suspicions about him more believable, especially when you talked about cult leader personality types. I always thought Jones was on meth or something. I'm disassociating myself from him and taking all his links off my site.
You know what? And Lisa made a good point before this show, was when we used to run Alex Jones articles before, we'd get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 hate emails. Now, so many people are wising up. And so many people are realizing what a con man this Alex Jones is.
I think we got three this time, and two of them were from the same guy.
Yeah. See, one person just sends them, like, basically every single day, you know. So
there's people who love to hate us.
Yeah. And the 9/11, I mean, the 9/11 researchers, the people that are authentic are realizing that this guy is nothing but a gatekeeper. He's a stopgap. And, we're just very thankful that people out there are wising up.
And if Alex Jones knew 9/11 was going to happen before it happened, then you better start asking yourself, how would he know a damn thing like that?
Well, I know, Lisa.
Unless he was fed information.
Well, he was fed information from God. See, God told him to bullhorn the Bilderbergs, and God told him previous to 9/11 that it was going to be Osama bin Laden.
Does God live in the Beltway?
God lives in Austin, Texas. So, okay, before we move on to this interview that we're talking about, Michael Morrissey.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about the petition and your email.
Last week we talked about this latest 9/11 petition. I think we talked about it on Friday.
Right.
And how we don't really feel like the petitions are effective. And considering we're facing a malignant cancer that's systemic throughout the body of the country, okay, and really the world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fight a cancer like that with a generic over-the-counter medicine? Obviously, a doctor would never prescribe you something you could get at the supermarket to fight cancer. How are we going to fight the cancer that's affecting us politically and socially within our country with a petition?
A petition. A petition now is going to stop the cancer. If everybody signs this little email petition, the cancer is going to be so afraid that it'll dry up and go away. This is what they think.
I've been emailing back and forth with Mr. Morrissey. And
tell
I
everyone
asked
who
him,
this is.
I believe he's a scholar for 9/11 Truth. I don't have his website on here right now. But basically he wants people to vote Democrat in the upcoming election. And he says the first priority is to get rid of Bush. Well, that is a very important priority. But say you have a puppet show, right? And you have a bunch of puppets up there, and you just take those puppets out and you switch them and put new puppets in their place. You still have the same guy behind the curtain operating the strings.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's basically what the upcoming election will amount to if we use a petition to try to alter how the vote will go. Remember, these people are selected.
Right.
The vote's for, like, the benefit of the public. You know, if you were complaining that they rigged the last election, why wouldn't they rig another one?
Yeah, and anyone that studied the Clinton administration knows that these are on par when it comes to corruption, murder, drug trafficking, and so forth. They're on par as criminal entities with the Bushes. So we went from Bush, Clinton, Bush. Are we going to go back to Clinton? Anyone out there, anybody out there that's pushing you to either vote for Democrats or Republicans, you better prick your ears up because they're leading you in the wrong direction. And I read Michael Morrissey's emails to Lisa. He seems like a nice guy,
person.
A thoughtful person. He's just misguided because voting for Democrats isn't the solution, especially Hillary Clinton. So we're going to keep you all updated on that.
The whole thing with that is we don't think Michael Morrissey's a bomb thrower, but to say that you don't see any problem with Zionism or that Zionists are a source of evil, and, you know, that's seriously naive, way behind the eight ball. He strongly disagrees that they are a source of evil. He says this point of view is counterproductive and self-destructive. I say sitting around and doing nothing and using tired, overplayed, ineffective, dead-in-the-drawer tactics like circulating petitions that have always failed before and are going to fail again is counterproductive and self-destructive.
That's an over-the-counter remedy for malignant cancer. Now, speaking of which, Lisa, there was an explosive interview on RBN Saturday night. Kevin Barrett from the group MUJCA,
the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance.
Right. He sat in for Professor Jim Fetzer and had on as his guest John Kaminsky. Now, I wrote down, I have this little Wing TV thing, and anyone can get these along with a bumper sticker if they order something from Wing TV. But as this interview was going on, I was jotting down little notes. So I'm going to go through these real quick. But the first thing that really caught my attention was at a point when Kevin Barrett says that he knows pro-Zionists who aren't bad people. That we have to be empathetic to the pro-Zionists. Now, right then I says, stop. Stop everything. Because we have a problem on our hand. So, as we went through then, John Kaminsky says that the essence of Judaism is that they see themselves above everyone else, and they view the goyim as nothing more than animals or cattle or a herd to be controlled.
See, I think that the problem with Judaism is that its teachings, its original teachings have been corrupted. And I think that's really the problem with the way the teachings are now.
Well,
the teachings that they follow.
Well, but the whole essence of it is, I think John was right on the mark, is they have a superiority complex for their tribe. That they're above everybody else. And when you view the rest of the world, anyone that's part of the goyim as animal or cattle or the herd, that's a huge problem that has to be overcome.
Well, the problem that has to be overcome is that Israel has to join the tribe of man, the tribe of humanity.
Yeah.
And until it does so, there is going to be this cancer in the body.
Yeah. Now, one thing Kevin Barrett started talking about was these very anti-nationalism, which disturbs me also, because I think nationalism, we have a huge battle in this world. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's nationalist versus globalist. And there's nothing wrong with being a nationalist. Yet, what it hints on is that he blames everything, all the problems, on America. My perspective is that the problem isn't America. It's America that's been infiltrated by these cancerous outside forces.
Well, it's the political power players. The American people themselves aren't at issue. They're not the problem. Just like the Jewish people in Israel, it's how they have been led and steered by their power elite, their powerful political players that they steer the masses.
Yeah, and so it goes on, and Kaminsky points out that right now, the Jews or Israel own our Congress, the media, the banks, the businesses, the White House, our foreign policy. And yet, Barrett kept being an apologist for the Jews.
Well, he didn't shut up.
Yeah, that's one thing, yeah. And he finally said at one point that what John Kaminsky was saying wasn't acceptable. Lisa and myself both asked, to whom?
Well,
to whom isn't this acceptable?
The whole thing is, why couldn't he just go on there and state his opinion? You know, instead of what ended up happening was he got thrown off. The interview was aborted.
Right. Well, at one point, the owner of RBN, John Stadtmiller, mm-hmm. came in and certainly started giving it to John Kaminsky.
He said they avoided being on the ADL website hit list, and they wanted to stay that way. You know what? It's a badge of honor to be listed on the ADL website.
Now, this got pretty heated, because at one point, Stadtmiller says he goes after Zionism, not Jewry, and Stadtmiller and Kaminsky says, that's what the Jews want you to do. So it got very heated, and Kaminsky even told him, he said, you guys are doing the Jews' business.
Well,
now, this is very, very intense stuff, and I think that's what the purpose of the alternative media is that we can give these kind of opinions, whether you agree or disagree. If we can't give them here, where the hell else can we give them?
There are Jews that do not believe Israel should exist. There are Jews that are against Zionism. So I don't know that I like the way he said that, but see, I don't have to agree with John Kaminsky.
Right.
John Kaminsky has his own opinions,
now,
as I have mine.
Right. Now, Barrett went on further in this interview, and this statement was even worse than his first one, where he said, focusing inordinately on Israel's role in 9/11 could be a mistake.
Now that I disagree with.
How the hell can that be a mistake?
Israel had a central role in the events of 9/11, executing, orchestrating, covering up. They're still covering up. They're still diverting attention away. So we shouldn't focus on who was involved in doing 9/11. That's a big mistake.
Now Barrett then went on to say, a thing that we should focus on, something different, is George Bush reading the Goat Book.
Bush, Cheney, Bush, Cheney, Bush, Cheney.
Yeah.
So
we don't want to focus on who actually did the crime, uh-huh. but we should focus on George
puppet.
Bush reading a book about goats in Booker Elementary School in Florida.
We shouldn't look at the people behind 9/11. We should look at the implementers, the front men for the government that helped cover it up.
And finally, right before he got cut off, Kaminsky says, you're defending these crimes. You're defending these crimes by ignoring them and not focusing on them. And
you can't separate 9/11. If you want the truth about 9/11, you can't separate it from Zionism. You can't separate it from what's going on with Israel's role in
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah.
The two are inextricably entwined.
Yeah, and one last thing. I want to comment on this group that Kevin Barrett formed, MUJCA.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, it fits perfectly into the Israeli agenda. Some people say, how could it be? Well, supposedly we have this alliance between Jews, Christians, and Arabs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly. But Barrett, by his own admission, says that he's constantly being accused of being an anti-Semite. Now, that right there gives a cloud to the whole 9/11 movement. But in the same breath, Barrett, as you could just see from these quotes, is actually running an Israeli protection racket. So look, he gets accused of being anti-Semitic, yet he's running an Israeli protection racket, and he says he also gets bashed all the time for being a Muslim, which fits into the whole neocon
thing. Yeah, so he covers all his bases there.
All the bases are covered. He gets accused of anti-Semitism, which poisons 9/11, yet he runs a protection racket to protect the very people that he's being accused of trying to expose when he doesn't expose them at all. What a perfect creation for the Israeli agenda.
And he planted the seed in the listening audience's mind that
yeah.
the things John Kaminsky was saying, just stating his opinion, were offensive.
Right.
They were offensive personally to him. They weren't offensive personally to him. That's called planting a seed.
Right.
This is what free speech is supposed to be about. John Kaminsky, and I'm not defending John Kaminsky, but in general, overall, it applies to everybody. He wasn't being vulgar. He wasn't being profane.
Here's the thing, Lisa.
He didn't insult somebody's mother.
Right.
You know?
Here's the thing. Kaminsky is a bomb thrower.
Yeah. And they know that when they invite him on there.
And I don't mind having bomb throwers on these interview shows. It's better than the boring guests, which are 90% of them. So Kaminsky's a bomb thrower. Yet why doesn't Barrett invite other people to talk more rationally about 9/11 and Israel's involvement? You know, when John comes, he comes on and drops bombs, and I think every bomb he dropped was completely accurate.
Do you know why? Because some of those rational people that can talk about it aren't allowed on RBN.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that this week also, because Wing TV is now not only... Wing TV's been banned from both of Ted Anderson's stations, GCN and RBN.
So these networks, you mean?
Or what did I say?
It's sort of like the Republicans and the Democrats, RBN and GCN.
Yeah.
They're two hands and they both have cancer.
So we're going to tell you more about this, but we're now banned from both networks, GCN and RBN. None of the hosts are allowed to have us on. They're not even allowed to mention our name. And if these two networks are going to those lengths...
They call us, though.
Yeah. If they go to these lengths, we're telling you something they don't want
what
you
is it,
to know.
Yeah, what is it that we have to say that they don't want you to hear?
Yeah. And one last thing. It seems like the little protection racket and the operatives that were created and are being supported to protect Alex Jones are getting very, very desperate because they were put in place
the
for
psychos,
one reason.
Yeah.
These psychos were put in place for one reason. And that was to destroy us, to try to destroy us, to bring us down, to make life so miserable for us that we would just quit and go away.
Right.
Well, guess what? It's been a year and a half now at least that these operatives have been taking their shots at us.
And you know what? They don't know what to do about us.
We're still here. We're not going away. And they're getting very, very desperate because the people controlling them are saying, we put you here for a specific job. To get rid of Wing TV.
And people like us.
Yeah, and guess what? Our viewership has doubled since last year. We're still around. We're still talking. We're still exposing the phonies. And they're saying, what the hell do we have to do to get rid of them?
Well, not only have they not gotten rid of us, they've become addicted to hating us. And the more opposition, the more they stumble around trying to take us down and shut us up and poison people's minds against us, the more they expose themselves.
Exactly. We're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV with an interview with Mr. Jim Fetzer. Until then, Professor Jim Fetzer.
Right.
Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.